There are just a couple of announcements. There are just a couple of announcements before we begin. As soon as chapel is over today, we would invite and encourage you to evacuate the building as quickly and safely as possible. There are a bunch of orange cones out here on the green, and if you would please go there and congregate. I might even suggest that you leave your backpacks in the lobby in the narthex until the picture is taken, and then you can wish back here and take them to class. That'll make that picture event happen a little faster. Also, tonight at 5:30 is our first Choral Vesper service for the year, and we encourage and invite all of you to come and join us for that. Add that to your schedule as another opportunity to gather around God's Word. Let's begin then with hymn 182, verses 1 through 3. 182, verses 1 through 3. Please stand. For show and tell today, I brought an antique postcard with a picture of the college. This card was mailed on January 25th, 1914, more than 100 years ago. Dearest Mother, we went through this college today. Wished I could stay here and take a course. Can you imagine a campus tour in January in 1914? The campus was different then. Two buildings and a foundation for a third. All female students because Bethany was a college or seminary for women in those days, a place where young Lutheran ladies could go to learn useful arts for the school and for the home. Here, the Marys and Marthas of the Midwest would learn to follow the example of Martha in her household stewardship and Mary in her faithful attention to Christ and his word. Hymn 182, verse 8. But then came the war and influenza, and a different culture arose in the 1920s. The college for women came on hard times. So a small Lutheran synod, literally just a handful of congregations and pastors, determined to purchase the property. At that time, Bethany became a residential high school and a two-year college. Faithful optimism abounded, although those involved in the endeavor were certainly aware of the challenges at hand. Then came the presidency of Sigurd Christian Ilvesaker and the dark days of the 1930s and 1940s. A little place like Bethany was certainly at the margins of a world and even a church body that was concerned with the cataclysmic events of the time. Every brick on this campus speaks to the spirit of sacrifice that kept this place open in those difficult days. God was gracious, and the faculty, staff, parents, and students all were willing to do without. If they saw the new dining center, they would have a stroke. For the sake of the school. Money was scarce, but poetry and music were free. So Doc Y determined that the school should have a school song, and we still sing it. Please stand.
Thank you.
1947, a seminary to train pastors. 1969, the high school closes so the college can concentrate its energies into the junior or two-year college. 2000, Bethany grants its first BA degrees. A flurry of activity and a dizzying time of growth and blessing. The dust flew as construction seemed endless, but the foundation remained despite the prosperity. Jesus crucified for me is my life. This motto is at the center of our chapel experience and the center of the life in every building on this campus. If you look today, you'll notice the college mission along with a photograph of our altar crucifix in every building. Take notice and judge your work at this place by the words of that mission. We have a noble and a worthy calling. Oh, and that postcard was sent to my great-grandmother by one of her daughters. Now, my Aunt Hilda never made it to Bethany as a student. She moved to California and sent us dried fruit every Christmas. She could not have imagined that her postcard would survive to be read at this time in this place. She could not know what a century would bring to Bethany, and we cannot know what the next century or the next 10 minutes will bring for us. But by the power of the Holy Spirit, this uncertainty is translated into faith. And we continue on our walk and in our work, knowing that our King of Grace has promised to guide and protect us even into his eternal kingdom. We join now in hymn 583. Please stand.